Welcome to Shine On, the podcast where older people share stories. My name is Pop, but it's not about me. It's about a young lady called Barbara Malthouse. She's one of the original members of Heydays, the group for older creative people at Leeds Playhouse. She started at Heydays in 1990 and she's still here, bless her. All these years later, I met Barbara to find out why being creative is so important to her and what older people can get out of coming to Heydays. We started our conversation by talking about how she first got involved 34 years ago.
Well, it was a long time ago. I was still working, but I didn't work on Wednesdays, so I was able to come to Heydays. And one Wednesday, my daughter said, "Let's go down to the new playhouse," which it was then, "and have a coffee." So we came down, and on the tables were leaflets saying, "Are you over 55? And are you interested in?" The upshot was that we rung the number given and we joined the following week. And we had to fill in a form saying what we were interested in, and I was interested in singing and drama and play reading. So that's how it all started. And I was still working then, I wasn't retired. So it was about 1960, I think, so we're talking 34 years ago, which is a long time, but I've been coming to Heydays ever since. And I think I may be the last surviving founder member of Heydays, but I'm not sure. But it's meant such a great deal to me because it introduced me also to the Playhouse. And I can honestly say that since I was retired, my life has changed considerably, partly because of Playhouse and partly because of Heydays. I've done lots of things here. I've been an extra in the plays. I was in King Lear, all sorts of interesting things like that. The Playhouse has become a large part of my life. I've even got a seat in the Quarry Theatre with my name on it, which I paid for. But I just love Heydays. I've met up with lots of old friends that I'd lost touch with. I've now met lots of new friends who are absolutely lovely. And we just have such a lovely, interesting time. These days I only come in the morning to play reading because my daughter fetches me home at lunchtime on account of I'm getting on a bit. Anything you want to ask me particularly?
I was going to ask you, your childhood actually, were you born in Leeds?
I was born in Leeds, yes.
Yes.
I was always interested in drama. As a school, used to be in the school plays. I used to be in an amateur drama company. I was a member of the Feeling Good Theatre Company, which is connected to the Playhouse. Drama has always been sort of an extra passion of mine,
yes.
Hence the fact we now do play reading, which is drama without having to learn the lines.
So what school did you go to?
I went first of all to Ingram Road School, which is quite near Elland Road football ground.
Yes.
I lived near there. And then I went to West Leeds Girls High School.
Yeah.
And then I didn't go to uni. I failed maths in my school certificate and then went to work in a bank for 14 years.
Right, that sounds really, really good there. Yeah. So you were born in Leeds, like you've already said. And have you lived in Leeds all your life? Or have
I have,
you?
Yes. I've lived in Leeds all my life.
So you've stayed living in Leeds?
Yes, I do, yes.
Yeah, that's really, really good.
And I live still in Leeds. It's just I live in Gilderson, which is part of Morley, which is just on the outskirts. But it's still Leeds, yes.
Yes,
yes, Leeds is my place.
Yeah, I had a friend who used to live in Gilderson, I used to see.
It's a lovely village.
That's when I first came up. Yeah. Have you actually done any drama on stage?
Yes,
actually,
I have.
I think you answered that question.
Probably in my 30s, we formed the Gilderson Drama Group.
Yes.
And we used to perform two plays a year for years and years and years, which I absolutely loved. I was an extra on King Lear for 4 weeks. I was a bedlam beggar for four weeks, which I thoroughly enjoyed.
Exactly.
It was wonderful.
Yes.
And then we formed the Feeling Good Theatre Company through Heydays, and which I'm still a member of, but I'm a non-performing member anymore.
Yes.
And that was a wonderful experience.
Did you ever do any musicals?
No. I do like singing. Well, my voice has gone now, but no, we didn't do musicals.
No, I just wondered if you.
No, I never did musicals.
Yeah.
I would love to have.
When you come to like the personal side of your life, what are the things that you like doing, not what somebody else want you to do? Because I mean, you often at our age, that people are going to drag us around and show us places we're not really interested. But if someone said to you, where would you like to go, Barbara? Where are the sort of places that you like to visit or go, like your favourite places?
Well, I've been very lucky. I've been to lots of places in the world, lots of countries. So I've been very fortunate. I don't think I've got anything that I really wish I had done, because I've done the things I wanted to do. I've been very, very blessed, to be honest. I have two lovely daughters who now in my old age help me a great deal.
Yes.
And I couldn't manage without them.
Have you any grandchildren?
I've just got one grandson who is now, I don't know, about 27, I believe he is now. Has a big bushy beard.
Yeah.
Yes, he's lovely. He's a very, very caring, loving young man.
Well, it's a funny thing, because as we age, as you know, I'm in quite a few different bands. This is not about me, but this is just feeding into what you're saying. But the funny thing is, sometimes, I mean, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, one of the ladies in the band sort of said, our Tommy's 18, you know, my baby boy 18.
Yes.
I said, well, my baby boy is 55. They said, Pop, really? Sorry, Pop, I'm leading a different track here. Yeah. Yeah. What I'm going to ask you is, do you like reading?
Yes, I've all my life I've loved books, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And what sort of stuff do you like to read?
Well, a variety, really.
Yes.
I'm not into this things like Harry Potter and those sort
no,
of things.
I understand that.
But yes, I don't have any particular preference. I just like a good book.
Yes, yeah, a good read, yeah. I like the sort of...
I was encouraged as a child to go to the library, and I've always loved reading, yeah.
Well, the funny thing is there, because this is your story, I don't know about being on your story, but I actually was a little girl when I was about 10 or 11 years old, and she used to go to the library, and I used to like her, and that's how I actually very first started reading. Yes. I know my wife used to like reading historical, novels, all about the kings and queens from 1400s and all that sort of thing, you know. And do you like that sort of thing, like Jean Plaidy and people like that?
Yes, they're interesting, but I like things like Harlan Coben and Michael Connelly, his books. And I love the Richard Osmond Thursday, Thursday Murder Club. I love those. Yes.
And what about? I grew up personally with three sisters, and we always used to be hands-on for like knitting and sewing and embroidering. Did you have that type of childhood?
No, my sister was the artistic one in our family. She used to come to her days and be in all the art classes. No, I'm not. I'm not into sewing and knitting. It's not something that I've been good at all.
No.
But write something down, and I'm happy doing that, you know.
Yes, yeah. Have you ever thought of writing a play yourself, or have you already done that?
No, when we were in the Feeling Good, we always wrote our own material, and I wrote a couple of poems that we enacted.
Why do you think it's important to have places like Heydays for the older people? I like myself and yourself. Where do you find the importance come in?
Well, I mean, I look forward to every Wednesday, and have done for, 33 years. I've only missed if I've been on holiday or I've been ill. I don't think... I see people joining now, like today, and I look at them and think, gosh, they do look young. But of course they are young compared to me. But it's good that people are still joining. They're probably doing things that they didn't realise they could do, or other people didn't realise that they could do, as in play reading, as in drama, as in singing. It's very important because of the friendships. I think the important thing is the friendships that are formed. It's so, you know, so many people have... I met up with people who I'd lost touch with through Heydays, And as I've said before, I've made lots of new friends, and I wouldn't be without those friends at all. It's important. The theatre is important. I just love theatre. I wish I could get about more and go to the theatre more.
Yeah.
I come whenever I can now. But theatre is important in my life, and it should be in everyone's. And I know all theatres are struggling financially at the moment. I rue the day when we wouldn't have theatre. It's so important that we have theatre, that we see other people creating things in front of us.
Yes.
It's very important, is a theatre. And the Leeds Playhouse, I say, has been part of my life since, well, for 33 years.
Yes.
And I think it had only recently opened before that. I think the first play they ever did was Wild Oats. And it's a brilliant place, is the Leeds Playhouse.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh,
it's changed considerably over the years. Sometimes, in my opinion, not for the better, but sometimes, yes, for the better.
This is a question that actually happened with me, what I found. You know, when you very, very first started doing the play reading, do you find, like, over a period of time, how that helps you to sort of speak to people and to, like, speak out and hear your own voice? Because it's a funny concept. It's a, you know, to actually stand up and speak in front of people and that sort of thing. Do you find that a big help?
Yeah, yes. I think that's never been a problem for me. In fact, in the early days, I used to run the play reading group as Nicola does now. I ran it for 2 or 3 years.
Ah, wonderful.
And thoroughly enjoyed doing it. But it was a much smaller group in those days. And we did the better known plays, you know, the Alan Ayckbourn, Alan Bennett, J.W. Priestley, that type of play we used to do then in those days. But now we're doing far different things and learning far more about it. So I've never had a problem with speaking out. I've never been probably been too much of a problem, you know. But no, it's I'm sure it does encourage people who tentatively say, yes, okay, I'll try and read something.
Well, like, you'll know the same as me, as sometimes when we're actually doing a part, yeah, Nicola will say, louder, we can't hear you.
Yeah, exactly. Speak up a bit, yeah, speak up a bit, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so we've both experienced that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Barbara, I know this might seem a strange question, but in your own words, what would you say to people who were, like, sat at home, they don't know what to do, and they think they're getting old, and they're doing that, and they're... Some people grow old too quickly. They allow themselves to grow quick. So what would you sort of say, talking like heyday language, just for another way of saying it, would you say to people who are out there who need to come forward and do something and get on and meet people? Tell me the benefits of being a heyday member.
I would say, go for it. You will never regret it. If you go to heydays, you will be made welcome, you will make friends, and you will do things that you thought you would never do in your life. So if you get the opportunity, go for it.
Well done. Thank you very much, Barbara.
If you enjoyed this, there are more Shine On podcasts to listen to. You can subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find more extraordinary stories on our website, articles, interviews, features by Share. Go to theshinemag.com. If you have an idea for a podcast or you would like to join the storytelling team, contact us at podcasts@theshinemag.com. This is season one, and it is funded by Leeds Inspired, and it's with the support of Chapel FM, and we hope you have enjoyed it.